Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Whoa. Good. Okay, there. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Lauren Bald.
Cameo Wynn.
And we are Atypical Design Studio. And as we mentioned, I am going to be surprising Cameo with a new topic every time we talk. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
And we're both chewing gum.
I know, I just realized that.
Sorry, everybody, we're both chewing gum. We're like an inch away from each other, so it's like... And we've been drinking coffee all morning, so we're trying to be polite, so sorry, we have gum.
Yes.
Today's topic is all about vintage.
Ooh!
Yes, so the good, the bad, the ugly, who, what, when, where, why, all of it.
Like, we love vintage.
Yes, so
great just topic.
Wanted to bring you guys in on some tips and tricks, things we found, places we found, why we use vintage, when we choose to use vintage. We have a hard time pronouncing.
We don't know how to say words.
We have a hard time with words in general. But yeah, so wanted to throw that out to you and see what you think about vintage. Tell me all about it.
Well, I love vintage. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is like, first of all, it's a great way to reuse things. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to be cost effective. So it's good kind of from an environmental perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But also they just don't always make things the same way that they did. And there's so many just iconic pieces out there.
Yeah.
It's a shame to see them just go to waste and not be used. So I think there's a lot of ways to be able to, you know, obtain vintage pieces and maybe fix them up a little bit. Like, we're really big fans of reupholstering. Yeah. You know, currently I'm actually looking for a sofa for a client in a mid-century modern home. And there's a lot of options online for pieces that just have like really hideous fabric, or it's like for real. Or it's just been like worn in too much, a little too much love and needs some refreshing. Yeah. But it's a great way to get those like iconic pieces without breaking the bank.
And in shapes and stuff that are super unique and funky that they don't really make anymore. So yeah, I totally agree. Big fans of sourcing vintage for the sole purpose of reupholstering. I do that a lot in my designs. I really like finding super unique chairs and sofas that they just don't make anymore, that you can't find, that might be a little bit worn down, and then reupholstering them in a super current lasting fabric, something like a velvet, like a performance velvet, or something with a really cool pattern that's going to be a standout piece. And so yeah, taking something that might otherwise end up in a landfill or you know, the back of a warehouse somewhere and bringing it to life. So I love it for that purpose, for sure.
I think also too, like, even if sometimes it's a little bit too loved, we like to say, you know, there's value in that too, because sometimes the leather has just been worn in perfectly and, you know, it has just the right kind of like sun bleaching that you actually want over time. Sometimes when you get something brand new, it feels too crisp and too perfect. So I think that's a good value.
And that's part of the layering aspect that we do. Like, we don't, we're not going to recreate everything vintage in a house, because then it'll feel like a time capsule, right? But if you can kind of like layer in new and vintage in the right way, it feels really cozy and warm and lived in.
We have some really great local sources, like Ron at the Green Ant is amazing.
Shout out Ron. Love Ron, everybody.
Levi at the Storehouse, who happens to be right below our studio.
He's our neighbor. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So those are really great local
sources.
What's
the one that's next? There's the Post. Oh, that's also mm-hmm. next door to Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Emily. And then what's the one that's next door to the Urban Vintage?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those guys are great, too.
They're all great.
So those are the people that we go to pretty regularly, locally here in Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously online, Cherish and First Dibs are great options.
And we like to, when we're sourcing from vintage suppliers that are not local,
mm-hmm.
We like to make sure that we go to places that we know are legit so that they're selling pieces that are,
yes.
you know, what's the word? Authentic.
Yeah, so you're not going to get scammed because mm-hmm. there's a lot of... I saw that they're literally like making an Eames lounge on Amazon. They're like selling it on Amazon for like $400.
That's crazy. Just so you know.
It's so gross.
Just if you need
don't to, do that.
If you have $400 for a chair, just get a different chair.
Yeah, don't get that. That's rough. Yeah. No, it's like stressing me out.
Well, you do you. But that's our opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Go to a local vintage shop and buy something vintage for $400.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's a lot of scammers out there that say things are authentic and they're not, so.
But First Dibs and Cherish, like, they really kind of stand behind
mm-hmm.
the pieces. And then also...
And the sellers are generally authenticated and they get ratings and stuff like that. And
yeah. And then we also have some really great sources even in like New York and Chicago and Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Pop-up home is really cool.
LA has great sources for mid-century stuff. There's Den also mm-hmm. that I really like that's got some cool stuff. But yeah, we go out there every once in a while and we'll check stuff out and see what they have.
Yeah.
We got our amazing green leather sofa, which you can't see, but
it's pretty cool.
We'll show it to you sometime.
Yeah. Come visit us.
From Pop Up Home. So there, she's awesome. We love that shop. They always got good stuff. One thing though is shipping can be a huge expense when it comes to like bigger pieces or heavier pieces. So it's good to know where something is shipping from before you order it. Mm-hmm. And like, is it, you might find the most perfect piece in the world, but it's from like Turkey or something.
Yeah.
And then it's going to cost $2,000 to ship it. And you have to decide like before you actually purchase something, it's good to like fully comprehend how much shipping is going to cost and how long it's going to take to get here. Cause we've run into that a couple of times.
Yeah.
That it's been a kind of an issue.
And usually when we're ordering that kind of stuff online, like I feel like sometimes clients can be a little bit concerned about, you know, it'll say like gently used and it mm-hmm. comes in and it's a little bit more than that. So you just have to be like aware that those things are going to happen
and
maybe even keep a little bit of a budget for freshening something up, maybe getting upholstery cleaned or having a furniture repair person, you know, just freshen it up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when stuff comes, when you buy something used, you're not totally going to know exactly what condition it's going to arrive in. Pictures might look awesome online, and then you get it, and you're like, what is happening? So, it's totally fixable. There's amazing people that fix furniture. So we always, like, expect things to come a little bit more worn than they say, and just know that that's probably going to happen, mm-hmm. and that's just what happens when you buy vintage. I've got a vintage couch in my house that I reupholstered, and the bottom's like all chipped, which I didn't really realize. It's like a wood base, but like a little bit of that like furniture filler stick, and it's like nobody's even going to notice. So.
Yeah, and it just. Again, the character. Like, you just can't...
And the quality, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really hard to find stuff of such good quality today.
At that that's like, not price
gonna
point.
Yeah, at that price point. Mm-hmm. That's not going to cost exponentially more.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they don't make it like that, really, anymore. There's a few places that do, or you can get, like, super high-end European furniture, or, you know, stuff made custom... by a local maker that's going to have that same quality, but the price point is definitely going to be different.
Yeah. And even when it's not, I mean, like I said, that sofa that I'm sourcing right now for a client, you know, in the end, between all the shipping and the reupholstery, like, it's probably gonna cost the same as getting something from Crate and Barrel, but
yeah,
so much cooler.
Yeah. And it's a little piece of history, right? Like, mm-hmm. I would rather own something that has a story behind it than be like, oh yeah, I got it from off the shelf from so-and-so place.
Yeah.
And even like little things like little tables, that's a great way to like not have to spend a ton of money, but get something vintage. Side tables.
Chairs are vintage.
Yeah, these cool chairs we got from Levi. They're awesome. They're like a mustard yellow swivel office chair. They're great. A lot of our furniture in our office is vintage. And, you know, there's some new, but another good, one thing that is a little bit tough that we do still order vintage, is lighting. You just have to be conscious that may need, some extra love and care and repair. Sometimes things aren't always, wired for the U.S. or... Why are you so much bigger than me?
I don't know. I'm just leaning forward.
Well, my bracelet keeps hitting and it's like obnoxious. So, but yeah, so fresh. Lighting sometimes it needs to be rewired or, you know, there can sometimes be some issues.
Yeah.
So buyer beware when it comes to lighting.
Yeah. And there's ways to, I mean, you can literally rewire a whole fixture, mm-hmm. like whether it's vintage or we've gotten European fixtures that you have to have rewired for the US.
Yeah.
You know, obviously when you're looking at like a commercial space versus a residential space, you have to think about like code requirements and make sure it's UL listed. But mm-hmm. I feel like in residential, as long as you have it wired properly, you know, you don't have to be like quite as strict.
Yeah. Just something to be aware of. Cause yeah. You know, when I was first ordering vintage fixtures, that wasn't something I regularly checked. So, like, what is its place of origin? A lot of times it'll tell you if it's UL listed, if it's wired for the US, or if it needs some adjusting. And sometimes they can do it for you, too. If it's, like, a vintage lighting shop, sometimes for a fee they will rewire it for you, so you mm-hmm. don't have to worry about it. So
yeah, but that is a good just tip,
just beware.
Yeah.
I don't know, another, we love to source vintage rugs as well. Mm-hmm. That's a great one, I think.
Yeah.
We always tell people Etsy's a really good spot for vintage rugs. Locally here we have a Deeb's rug gallery, which is an awesome resource.
It's amazing.
Super, super high end. And also some like very affordable options, but mm-hmm. just beautiful vintage rugs.
Yeah.
From all over the world.
To me, they feel like art.
It
you
is.
You know, it's mm-hmm. it's just one of those things that I know I keep saying character, I'm overusing that word, but the character of having something that's, you know, a little bit worn in one spot and
yeah.
and a little bit frayed over there, like that feels so nice. Yeah. I think
it's
like
authentic.
Art. Yeah, authentic character. Authentic uh-huh. character.
Authentic and so dope and totes and cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're big fans of using vintage. We think you should be too. If you guys have other sources that we should know about, hit us up, let us know.
Yeah.
We're always looking for new spots.
Or if you need help with sourcing vintage or getting it reupholstered or mm-hmm. repaired, figuring out shipping, like, we're your gals.
We're here to help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See ya.